Welcome to this week's Meeting House Bulletin and Worship Primer. This is for preparation for Sunday, December the 22nd, the Sunday before Christmas. Our Advent scripture focus this week is Hebrews chapter 8, and the Advent scripture focus for next week is John chapter 18, verse 37, and John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31, and Romans chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. The catechism question we're focusing upon this week is, what offices does Christ execute as our Redeemer? The answer, Christ, as our Redeemer, executes the offices of a prophet, of a priest, and of a king, both in his estate of humiliation and exaltation. The scripture texts that refer to this in scripture, these are just a few, mind you, are Acts chapter 3, verse 22, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 6, and Psalm chapter 2, verse 6. The Psalm chapter 2, verse 6 text says this, "But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain." A couple of announcements that will be helpful for you this week to be mindful of. Women who are helping with the sewing of clothes for the girls at New Horizon Home, your sewing packets are ready. I believe most of you have already picked those up. But there is still one packet left over that has not been claimed. And if any of you have the ability or the time to make some more, then you can contact Renee about that this week. On December 24th at 5:30 p.m., we'll have our Christmas Eve service. It's my hope that you'll be able to join us there for a time of singing, reflection upon Scripture. Pastor John and his family will treat us to a family tradition of theirs with some clam chowder at the meeting house, and hope that you'll be able to join us both for the service and for the fellowship time to follow. All right, the scripture text that we'll be looking at this coming Lord's Day will be from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And that scripture text says this, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are." I pray that you'll let that scripture text penetrate into your mind this week and think upon it and pray about it and let your household hear these words and think upon it before you gather with the saints on this coming Lord's Day. And when we gather together, we'll seek the face of God together and we'll ask that the Holy Spirit of God would pour himself down upon us as we gather. May the Lord bless you as you strive to be holy, as you strive to put him first in all of your life.